A group of healthcare and civic leaders meets at the Kennedy Library this morning with a mission, ensuring that Massachusetts residents live their final weeks or months as they choose. They're launching a new statewide effort called the Serious Illness Care Coalition. The aim of the group is to encourage patients, doctors, and family members to talk about what type of care they want when facing a serious illness, the kind that could lead to death within a year. We spoke with one of the co-chairs of this new coalition, Dr. Atul Gawande. He says having these conversations is an important part of improving quality as well as quantity of life.
When you come in and you are sick or in a crisis, we think this discussion is about, do we want to fight or do we not want to fight? Are we going to do everything possible or are we going to give up? And that's not actually the question. The question here is, what is it that we're fighting for? What are we going to make sure is the minimum quality of life you'd find acceptable? What is it to have your best possible days, and how do we make sure we do not sacrifice what is most important to you and what is not?
You're releasing a survey that shows that really only 25% of residents who had a serious illness reported to talking to their doctor about end-of-life care. Now, I'm just wondering, because I think if you ask the vast majority of people, they will say, I do not want to be prolonged artificially, to be uncomfortable, to be dependent on others for an extended period of time. I think that would almost be unanimous. But what seems to happen many times is that there's sort of this gradual decline in health, and there are measures put in place, and then it sort of takes on a life of its own. How would the coalition or these plans, how would that be addressed, do you think?
The finding that 85% of our population, of our residents today, believe that clinicians should talk with them about their quality of life and end-of-life goals, and yet at the same time, only 25% when they've become seriously ill have those conversations, that leads to suffering. But what we see is when people articulate those goals and wishes and the treatment matches it, people are able to have better quality of life. And as a consequence, that doesn't mean sacrificing quantity of life along the way.
And why do you think that we're not doing this very much right now? I mean, is death just too uncomfortable for many people to even talk about?
There is tremendous anxiety on all sides about setting goals and wishes for what happens if the worst happens along the way. And it's not just necessarily at the end of life. You know, one of my colleagues talking to her father and having this conversation, he said, if I can eat chocolate ice cream and watch football on television, that'll be good enough for me. But if I can't, let me go. And it was the best living will ever.
What have you found that you do differently as a surgeon with your patients since you began focusing on this issue?
You know, you come through, I'm a surgeon, I take care of a lot of cancer patients. And when I have a solution that is going to cure your disease, I know exactly what to do. But I didn't know what to do when I might have a patient where you have uncertainty. What I do differently now in my clinic is I ask them, what are your goals and wishes? What are your fears and worries for the future? What's the minimum quality of life you'd find acceptable? Would you be willing to go through for the sake of more time? And then I understand from that, what are your most important priorities besides just living longer? And then I can make a recommendation of a treatment that matches those. For example, my wife and I have very different views. I am of the view that as long as my brain is working, that is what matters to me. I want to be able to communicate and connect with people. So keep me going as long as my brain is working. My wife says, I'm God's creature, and if my brain isn't working, you know me. I don't need to know who you are. I don't need to communicate with you. But if I look happy, keep me going. And if I don't look happy, let me go.
Dr. Atul Gawande, co-chair of the new Massachusetts Coalition for Serious Illness Care and executive director of Ariadne Labs at Brigham and Women's Hospital and the Harvard School of Public Health. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.